Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello LA, Ilana Europa, every Monday on LA Talk Radio, 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific time, and I love Mondays, everybody knows that. Today I got some type of cold, I'm almost never sick, but you know, I'm enjoying every part of this colorful voice of mine. I never thought I could speak even lower, but looks like contralto is even lower than what I'm having today. That would be fun. If I start coughing, I'm so sorry. But I will enjoy cough too. I have a water and I have my friends with me in the studio. And this is one of those days that, again, I will never forget because I have a person with an accent and he's gorgeous. He's a very sexy saxophone player. How these two words work together. I love it. And his name is...
Reinhold Schwarzwald.
My God. Closer to microphone. I want to hear again what you say.
Reinhold Schwarzwald.
God, this sounds sexy. Okay, when you are playing on a saxophone, do you do this like Reinhold is played? Beautiful. No, it's really, really hot. Yeah, you need to include this sound in, you know, in time of your playing. Beautiful, beautiful music. I just cannot wait to share his music with all of us. And I'm hoping this is number one, part one interview, because the second one, I would love to include more vocals also with your great sound. What do you think about that?
That would be fantastic. I'm up for that. Absolutely.
And I'm so angry because I have today also with me my beautiful, beautiful co-host. We moved our segment, It's the Wild World, out there from the fourth to the third to accommodate another perfect guest of ours whose name is Barbara
Heidenreich, but I think I want Reinhold to say it.
Oh. Reinhold again.
Heidenreich.
Look at you, what's going
on?
It's
a great name, what a beautiful name that is.
Heather Gunn. I like your name also.
Not as fancy.
No, like Ilona Europa, I like it. That's not really my name, but his stage name, then I appreciate the sound of it. But he is very unusual group of people. Then I'm excited to introduce all of us again to listeners, if they don't know us well, but especially to our beautiful guests. Okay, I need to maybe give Heather a tiny little bit time to introduce our guest, because it's a wild world out there. Even when the title like suggests a lot of talks about animals, and today is this talk 100% about animals, sometimes it's a wild world out there. We'll have completely different turn, and we want people always shocked and make them interesting what the next guest will be like. But today, Heather, is like 100% what really you love to talk about also. Then take from here and just introduce our guest and explain who she is and why she's so wildly wild on our segment.
Thank you, Alona. I'd be happy to. So Barbara is joining us from Austin, Texas. I was just speaking with Barbara. The first time I met her was at the Santa Barbara Zoo back in spring of 2010. She was there consulting with them on their training methods. So that's also why she's in town again. So I invited her to be on the show. But she's an extraordinary exotic animal trainer. She's a behavior expert, an author, and a lecturer. So welcome, Barbara.
Thanks for having me.
May I say something about Barbara? Because yes. I hope we will have cameras soon in our studio. I know that LA Talk Radio start offering also these services soon for some of the shows. But Barbara is already a good-looking woman. We all happen
yes,
are blonde. Even Mr. Reinhold, yeah, has a little blonde streaks in his hair. But Barbara has a green streaks in her blonde hair, which is very unusual. And, you know, when you think, okay, animal trainer is coming and she's hot blonde, but Then you start talking, what outside of training you are doing? She says, music is my passion. And I'm living in Texas, Austin, because Barbara said she can go on a street in a way and see musicians playing and every type of music. Then we have some beautiful crossover with our guest, Reinhold, and me, which we are musicians, with your love for every style of music, Barbara, yes?
Yeah, and in Austin, Texas, every night of the week, you can see amazing, talented musicians. So I feel very lucky to live in that town and get to also do work that I really love. I did want to mention, though, why my hair is this color, because it's kind of an interesting story. It actually was blue. It's kind of faded out a little bit, but it was blue for a conservation project called the Bird Endowment, which can be found at thebirdendowment.org. It's blue-throated macaws. They're very endangered out in the wild. And you remember that ALS bucket challenge, challenge?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, I thought I'd challenge people to dye their hair blue for blue-throated macaws to raise awareness and funding for the conservation project. And so far, we've raised enough money to support 16 nest boxes going out into the wild in Bolivia that's going to help raise the population. So
I have an idea. Go to high schoolers and middle schools, and all children will do blue hair, and they come to home and say, Mom, that's all for good cause, you know?
Yeah.
Or just choose this and say, whatever color you want. That's a really cool idea and very
cool.
Looking hot. Okay, Heather, I know you got very, very important questions and very unusual questions to Barbara. Go for it.
Yes, I do have some questions, and I'll get to those, but I think what Barbara can most importantly share with us is why is training so important, especially in a reputable zoological facility, and you know, how does it provide animals with better lives?
Great question. So a lot of people don't know what we're doing with animal training because a lot of it's happening behind the scenes. But what we're mostly doing is training animals to cooperate in their own medical care. So can you imagine an animal, let's say a tiger, that's letting you access his tail to take a blood draw and he's just sitting there calmly as can be, or a gorilla that opens his mouth and lets you brush his teeth. We can train...
Not normal.
Wow. I mean, a lot of people can't train their own dogs to do that.
Yeah, me too.
You guys are brave. It must be great for doing that.
Well, there's a protective barrier between us, but what we're also doing is we're using positive reinforcement. So we're using a technique that's really fun for the animal. So good consequences happen every time the animal participates. So they absolutely look forward to participating. We just spent some time working on training giraffes for hoof trims up at the Santa Barbara Zoo. And what else? Pigs on injection training. So many wonderful behaviors that make it much easier for them, stress-free. We also train them to do behaviors that might be interesting to guests, so educational, so that you can learn about these animals, like birds, like the blue-throated macaw, so that people will care about them in the wild and hopefully take care of them and think about what they're doing in their daily lives that impacts animals in the wild.
Excellent.
Okay, that's excellent, but I like this positive enforcement. Reinhold, you agree with me. Are you like offering Tiger, I'll get you a new car, honey? Or you say, I'll take you for dinner. What is this positive enforcement that tiger or cat or fish, which you told me that you are training fish also?
Yeah, we do train
What
fish.
Is this? How you do this? Like, hey, honey, cookies. No, whatever, tell me.
You're right. So it's whatever the animal seeks to acquire. So that could be any type of desire. Consequence. It could be a food item that they really like. Typically, the big cats are pretty good on taking food. They love that so much. But it could also be things that are like tactile, like like the pigs I mentioned. They love having their bellies rubbed. So we can use
that. Everybody says,
Who doesn't, actually?
Good boy.
Reinhold,
that's what I was
like
going to say.
Yeah.
We're going to be training Reinhold here in a moment.
I'm up for that. That's all good for me.
Yeah, it's anything the animal
likes. I'm spoiled here with three beautiful ladies.
We enjoy you very, very much. And then you say, okay, I understand. They like the touch. They like to be like pet a little bit. But you have probably some of animals more aggressive than others, or some more stubborn than others. You cannot just say that every animal is trainable or you think they are.
Ooh, I love that question. Here's the way I think about it. So animals are learning all the time, and it's a good survival strategy to keep learning just because you get older or whatever. You're not going to stop learning because you're the one that's going to get eaten out in the wild. So even though an animal may not be receptive to a training session right that second, maybe they're preoccupied with something else or they've just had such a full meal that they want to take a nap, we pretty much can eventually always find a way to get some behavior from them and teach them to cooperate in some regard. Some things take longer than others, depending on the animal's history. But I really haven't found anything yet that we haven't been able to get some behavior out of.
You didn't meet my ex-husband.
We got to find the right reinforcer.
I didn't meet you?
You know, I saw this video that somebody posted on Facebook, and there was a cat fight, and a dog came in, and he settled that cat fight. Mm. Seriously, that was very. I found that very interesting. You know, yeah. Three cats fighting, and the dog came in, and he kind of managed to do that. So
I know. Like, Barbara.
Was he trained by you?
By Barbara. You know, yeah, I don't know, Heather, you please jump in, because I know you are the most pro when it comes to world animals world. And I maybe need to remind people who you are and why you are co-hosting this beautiful topic with me. Heather, a little bit, explain us. Who is Heather?
Yes, okay. Well, I do have a wildlife background as well.
No.
Also in TV and film, yes. You know, I find Barbara very intriguing because I did go to school for exotic animal training and management, wildlife education, and animal behavior. So it's just, it's really great to have an expert such as Barbara on the show to kind of, you know, just explain like the importance, you know, having animals in captivity these days is so controversial. And I feel that if people were more informed in the right way with positive information and with factual information, you know, it would do a good service to the zoological communities than a disservice. So I'm glad to have her here.
We are glad to know her. And Barbara, you mentioned that you like can compare your life to rock star lifestyle, and you're right. But tell us why you think that's the truth.
Now, wait, I said musician, not rock star.
With your hair, honey, you are a rock star.
She's a rock star in her world.
Yes, that's true. Too.
Very kind of you to say.
Yeah, tell us about your travels, because you really are going for 2 months, you say, to Texas, Austin, and this is what... very happy time for you because you are never home.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, it's true. So what I tend to do is I travel around the world basically teaching people about this force-free animal training approach that's based in science. We really use the science of behavior analysis. So it's not magic. It's not whispering per se. It's really scientific, and it's proven methods that we know are beneficial to the animals. And so I'm really on a mission to get that information out to people, because it's really about teaching people you can be kind to animals and still get well-being behaved animals, whether it's an animal in a zoological setting or your companion animal at home. So I go all over the world. I was mentioning I had 3 trips to Europe this year, giving lectures and workshops and working with zoological parks, speaking at conferences and trying to get the word out there to as many people as possible. So it's kind of like a musician in that I'm on the road quite a bit.
Absolutely.
My show is my workshop, I guess, and then I sell DVDs afterwards.
That's okay.
I got a question, actually. Have you ever, are you also using music in animal training in any ways? Has that been done?
Oh.
Or is that something that...
Or like TV shows that you put in front of big screen, TV screen, like a tiger watches, you know, things are falling, like, crap.
No? Well, there actually is some interesting studies going out there about animals and rhythm and music, and they've done some work with parrots and also sea lions, I believe. Mm-hmm. So there's some really interesting videos out there seeing which animals have rhythm and will actually respond to the beat of the music. So there's some cool stuff out there.
I mean, I know I had a pet little rabbit when I was, a kid. And there was music in the house. My parents are musicians. I'm a musician. And that rabbit really loved the music.
Yeah.
And so when my mom was starting to play piano, he was in the other room. He always came and sat down just next to her and lay down. And he was, like, so happy.
My dogs are doing the same.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and certainly my parrots respond. I mean, anyone who's got a companion parrot in their home knows that they respond to music. My bird is actually my singing parrot, is named after a musician, Delbert McClinton, who's a Texan. You may know some of his work. But he even sings James Brown. He sings I Feel Good.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. And I have my friend Joe Primo from Blue Moon Studio, very good engineer. And some of sessions we have in his home studio, he has also parrot, amazing parrot, and is allowed to be in time of the studio. And he loves dance music and swing or something. And like you say, his perfect pitch is just sometimes better than singers. I don't want to say, but that's true. You know, it's like a perfect imitation. And when he's cool, you know, dance with his head, he's going left, right. You know, it's just beautiful.
And he does not interfere in the session when somebody's recording. It's not like,
shut up. No, it's amazing. And he poops a lot on this special place.
Oh, great.
And
you can train that.
Yeah, Joan Tarns and always, you know, but we love it. And she's a he. And I understand they live 70 years. Which is a, in a way, a little tough problem, because if you buy parrot in the age of, you know, when you are older, what's happening to my parrot when I die?
That's a great question. I'm known for working with the companion parrot community, and a lot of my products and services are for that community. But that's one of the issues that we do look at, is because parrots are long-lived. And unfortunately, there's been a lot of information out there on handling parrots that's based in using aversives and coercion, and it's created a lot of behavior problems, things like birds that want to bite hands or are totally afraid of people. And so it's important to address those issues so that people don't end up rehoming those parrots and getting tired of them or not happy with them. So a lot of the work I do is trying to help them have good relationships with their parrots, again using a force-free training approach.
That's, you know, you mentioned about DVDs, and I need to make people understand where to find them and what we can offer for people who want to learn from you, or schools who want to learn from you, or libraries who want to have to want to include your stuff in
Work a lot with veterinary teaching hospitals, which is really nice too. But my website for all my bird information is goodbirdinc.com, like Good Bird Incorporated. And then if they want another site where they can get guinea pig and rabbit training videos,
everybody says, oh,
they can go to Barbara's Fat with two F's, which barbarasfat.com, which stands for Barbara's Force-Free Animal Training.com.
And also on we have our beautiful information done. Very nice post by Heather. We can go to Accent or Accent on Facebook page, and we have information included there. And we will also repost on LA Talk Radio page for Accent On, and we'll be on a Stitcher and on iTunes, and people can listen to our interview and just whatever they want to do. They can learn, or they can just buy it, you know, your DVD. Beautiful, Heather.
Barbara, what is the most interesting animal that you've ever trained? Did you train it?
My favorite question. Because I get to talk about one of my favorite animals ever. So some people may have seen a viral video called Shagged by a Rare Parrot, which stars a bird named Sirocco, who is a kakapo, which is a rare nocturnal flightless parrot in New Zealand. There's only 126 left. And Sirocco got famous for mating with a man's head.
And, repeat. Did we hear you right?
Yeah, Sirocco jumped somebody and mated with his head on camera, and so it made it on a BBC television show called Last Chance to
Good YouTube video. Probably has millions of people watching.
It does. It has millions of hits. And I was fortunate to get to work with that bird, because even though the video was funny, what was happening is he was ambushing people at night, because they're a nocturnal parrot. So people who were working in the conservation project, if they needed to use the outhouse at night, he would literally ambush them on the way to the outhouse and try to mate with their heads. And he's really motivated, really relentless. So unfortunately, somebody dislocated his leg. So it was actually a serious problem, even though the video was funny. So I went there and came up with an interesting strategy. We trained him to do a couple simple behaviors, like touch his beak to a chopstick. So that's what we call targeting. And also step up onto a stump when we asked him to. And he lives out in the wild like a wild bird. We just track him down with telemetry and then talk a lot. And he comes and greets us. It's kind of a...
She makes that sound so easy.
I just love to watch him talk. You know, it's like, oh, talk to me already. You trained me already because I'm ADD, and now I'm like listening, not talking. I just love it. Okay, what did you do to this parrot that he didn't do what he did, that everybody loved it in the first place?
So we trained those two simple behaviors first, but then the other part of the training is we needed to transfer sex to a different object.
Oh.
And he had a history of stealing Crocs shoes from the Rangers' houses, so we actually transferred sex to a shoe.
I like the shoe fetish. Funny.
So if he's in the mood.
High five. Yes.
So if he's in the mood and he's approaching somebody, and you can see in his body language when he's in the mood, all you have to do is redirect him to a target or up onto his station, hand him a Crocs shoe. He gets to have his way and everybody's happy.
So he's having sex with Crocs.
He is having sex with Crocs. We really think they should be a sponsor for the Kakapo Recovery Program, which you
they
can find
really
at kakaporecovery.org if you want to learn more.
If you don't
about
have
Kakapo,
a sex by yourself, parrot and Crocs, and then you have everything under one roof.
See, animals are trainable. Human beings are not. You know.
I love it. Okay, but I think Axenon loves to play wonderful music, and today we have also beautiful music with us because Reinhold, my gosh, your sound and your saxophone sound is amazing.
Thank you.
I have three songs that I would love to also play in time of our interviews with all of us. And good. And I have Sunset, Heartbeat of the City, mm-hmm. and Sax Dance.
Yes.
Which one would you like me to play first?
Oh, that's up to you. I don't know.
Oh, gosh, we talk about sex, then I will choose Sax Dance.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, Mr. Reinhold, you make me happy. You sing with your saxophone, and I just imagine myself driving my new Terrain from GMC. Hello! and, you know, listen to your music, put my windows down. Normally, I never do that. But that's how I feel, you know, like, and then ocean on the left.
That's what, that's what it's supposed to do.
I know! And that's what it does! I love it. And obvious, I feel like really cool, hot dress, you know. Then I'm leaving my car, which is not supposed to be like sports car because I really don't like sports car. But, you know, I have one, but no choice. And then I have long hair. And then I don't know what I would be doing next. Maybe go to a restaurant at night or maybe listening to your another show, which you told me that you have in, on Thursday, yes? And I know I cannot come. Maybe Heather can come. But tell me where you are playing.
Yeah, well, actually, my next two shows are coming up. One is actually on Thursday. I'm playing with friends. I'm playing with my friend Shay Welsh. And I think he's listening.
Hi, Shay.
Yes, hello, Shay. So we are playing with his band, Shay Welsh and Friends. And we have those Diva Thursdays going on, which is always a lot of fun because we do some great soul R&B at a place called Pips on La Brea.
What type?
It's called Pips on La Brea is the place, and it's soul and R&B music.
What time?
It's at 8 o'clock.
Can you do it? Can you go and see? Yeah. 8? We need to talk. I would love to.
Carol Hatchett is actually featured this Thursday night, Carol Hatchett. And then on December 5th, I'm going to be playing for the commemoration of the 25 years of the fall of the Wall of Berlin at City Hall, and that's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to it.
Look at you, Heather. We got the stuff to do.
Yeah, there's this great commemoration, and it comes with the LA Berlin Sister City Committee that has been working on getting those cities closer together and doing cultural exchange programs and all kinds of things over the last 40 years. And so that's going to be a great thing.
Yes. Yeah. You know, okay. You mentioned mommy and daddy are musicians, and I always like to start, where do I begin? From the beginning. Then you were born to daddy, who is Austrian musician, and mommy, that is Hungarian musician.
That's correct,
And daddy is playing
guitar, sings, and bass, and plays several instruments, and yeah.
And mommy's a?
Is a pianist, keyboard player, singer, too.
And they both were touring all around Europe, and you were the baby?
Right, yes.
And you were...
I was
always with them.
My dad was playing in Central Europe, in Switzerland, in Germany, in Austria, and he was playing in all kinds of clubs. And he was playing. He was a professional musician, so he was playing pretty much every night. So we were. Yeah, we were. 1 month we were here. The next month we were over there.
This life in
great traveling
for sure. I was doing the same. But and you are only one, or you have sisters, brothers?
No, I'm the only son. Yes.
A musician. Yes. Why LA? And I want to know a little, like, fast forward. When you left Austria?
Yes.
Because you were studying there, yes?
That's right, yeah.
And you finished schools, music schools, and then you were
first
playing.
I went a little bit to Switzerland for a year, and it was interesting. I always had like this connection with France, with the south of France, and a good friend of mine who was a musician from the south of France became a mentor later on. Francis Coletta is a great musician. He taught at the Conservatory of Fribourg in Switzerland, in the French part of Switzerland, which is a great place, right?
Black Forest.
Yes, and so I went there, was there for a year, and also played around with bands, played with jazz bands, played also in clubs and with dance club bands and all kinds of things, and did all. And then from there, I went to Paris first. So I went to Paris, and that was, I fell in love with the city of Paris, and I really wanted to be there. And also because at the time, Paris is a very interesting place where a lot of musical influences from around the world come together. World music, France has always had historic connections to Africa, so there's a lot of African musicians there, which I found very interesting, very exciting. I had a chance to play with some of the best musicians from West Africa. In Paris, and it was really kind of a melting pot of different musical cultures, and there were African musicians there, Brazilian musicians, of course lots of European musicians, and so and also quite a number of American musicians as well, and so I found that very interesting, and so that's why I landed in Paris first before I came to LA.
And then you think LA, this is it for you? Do you want to, I don't want to say die here. But yeah, do you think you'll be staying in LA? Or you think that Europe is something that you would like to also pursue and just tour?
Well, I think that LA is definitely a very important part of my life. There is a really a huge concentration of great talent here, which I personally enjoy very much because I like to do my own thing, but I also enjoy working with my fellow artists, friends, and you know, being part of their projects as well, and bringing them into my projects. So it is a very interesting, nurturing environment, and a lot of people from around the world. I think a lot of musicians who are out there, they think about Los Angeles because so much great music was created in this town, and music that went around the world that came out from the, of course, from the 70s and from the 80s and the 90s, all those great productions, they came out from here. And I think that Los Angeles will always play an important part in my artistic life, I think.
Wow. And are you going, you'll be in Freiburg in near future? Or you don't plan?
No, not so. I will go to Europe in December. Actually, I'm going to be there for a few weeks. I come back.
Because I have a very good friend there. Michael Zoom, and he's also director. He writes musicals and tours all around the world. Very cool one. And
Freiburg, my name is Schwarzwald, which is means black forest, yes. You know, so that's in that region, actually.
Feel that one day we will all be there, and I will be hugging Michael Zoom. He's an amazing producer and a very, very good
human being. we can get together and record some music together.
He has a great big studio there, and it's like always friendships. That's what really keeps music going anyway.
Exactly.
We are looking always for the next friend. Okay, yeah. I know we have another song, and it's Heartbeat of the City. Which city Heartbeat is there?
That is Manhattan. This song came to me when I was walking through Manhattan on a busy late Friday afternoon, and the pulse of the city just got to me, and the song came out.
Oh, was the raining, cold, or beautiful? Remember this day?
It was in fall. It was kind of chilly a little bit, but still, you know,
they said
cool enough too.
lots of colors.
Yes, that's right.
I just need to visualize. You know, like I told you, my car, and now I will see New York, and I will walk on the street. It's a little cold, little unusual, and feels like heartbeat of this town. And now Reinhold wrote this song, and we all will feel like we are in New York. I love New York.
Me too.
have callers on our line, and we love the song. The walk was pretty short, only 2 minutes and something seconds. I don't know why you went so fast in New York, but hello, somebody's calling to us. Hello?
Hello?
Hi?
Hello?
Yes?
Am I speaking this?
Alitok Radio?
Oh.
Just mistake? Okay. Yes?
Well, let's keep him on the phone.
Okay, yeah, you can stay with us and listen to our show. We have amazing music and great guests. But for right now, yeah, we'll come back to our guest, okay? Bye-bye. That's so cute. I love this about live radio. You never know who is calling, and you never know why they misdial, or that will be the mysterious guest, okay? Please do not call again. Okay. I really loved it, this one. Great energy, really, really fun, like really breezy, little coldishly.
And funky, right?
Yeah.
Funky like feeling too.
Somebody really wants to call us, but I'm so sorry, I need to decline because I'm not sure if we have something to talk about, then I would need to decline. I'm so sorry. Anyway, Reinhold, I have one more song, Sunset, for today.
Yes.
For today, of course, because I know you will be back, and we'll have good friendship going on. And I know we have unusual people also from Europe. Vadek Pavlik is right now in LA. And maybe in the future you both will be playing in Europe together. And he's Grammy-winning artist. And he's here, you know, for the show, and we'll try to get together. You never know what will happen. But if you can give us what you are dreaming about, what is your how look for the future? What do you want to accomplish? You open for Ray Charles, yes? You played with practically anybody who is anybody in a jazz world and just your genre of music. And what this will be the next it for you? Are you trying to like go to another genre? Would you like to stay in it? Do you think that something is there that you didn't touch yet?
That's a very interesting question. There is so much. There are so many things in music that I love. I love music. I love making music. I love to have fun with my band and with my friends and everything. And I just like to travel to different places with my music. I like to do that. And I like to take the audience and my listeners to travel to different places. So I always explore different territory a little bit because I think that... you know, sometimes we have a tendency to putting music into boxes and everything.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's really helpful.
Not at all.
And
right.
I think it's all about, you know, the fun, the energy, and of course the talent that people bring to it. And I'm definitely exploring some new frontiers here.
And you're bringing a lot of culture, a different culture to your music. Because you are working and, you know, working with... different
I always like the influences and I think for any of the great artists in history that we all you know admire and look up to, they were all very interested in life, in music, but also in life in general and in people and in culture and in different influences. And I think this is what makes art rich. And it doesn't matter if it was Picasso or if it was Charlie Parker or if it was you know, Mozart. All these people, they were all very interested in things, and I am very interested in things. I try to stay interested in all kinds of things, and that inspires me to create my music and get together with my friends and create new stuff and hopefully stuff that my listeners always will find interesting and exciting.
Now you're lucky because your style of music practically is like forever. You know,
thank you.
And honestly, it's true.
It's timeless.
It's timeless. Yeah. Yes, it's just you wake up, you want to feel good. Boom. You know, he's there with me. Yeah, I'm driving. Okay, I'm in New York, and now I'm on Sunset. I see the sunset. Could you explain me what did you see when you wrote Sunset?
Well, Sunset, it's a kissing by the fireplace.
Oh my God!
In Malibu, California.
Okay, Heather, we want to know more. And Barbara, we want to know more. Okay, yes?
Sure.
Okay, imagine room, fireplace, sunset. Who is there with you?
In Malibu, imagine. On
who
the beach.
Is there with you?
Ooh, that's the big secret, right?
That was a question.
Okay. Is she still in your life? We have a lot of phone callers, but.
All these phone calls.
I'm scared of picking up. Do we want? No, I'm scared. Okay. Is she still in your life? Or did you wrote the sunset is sunset of the.
I wrote
romance?
The sunset for all the lovers of the world who are sitting at the beach and kissing each other.
Gosh, she's so diplomatic. We like this about you. Okay, then. Okay, we have fireplace, we have sunset, and how long we are staying on the beach?
Oh, as long as we want to, as long as we like to, as long as it feels good.
Always
how
feels
about
good.
That?
Always feels good. We love sunset.
So we're never leaving.
No, we are not. Please, and we are in LA, although it's freaking cold. This is the LA Talk Radio. We can say freaking. This is a really uncensored radio show. Then, yes. Anyway, sunset.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? I was calling to ask Reinhold a question, if I may.
Oh, I'm so happy. We have another phone call's coming, but, you know, I felt like this is really nice number, and I just decided to pick it up. Please, Reinhold, we have phone call for you.
I'm sorry, what?
We have a phone call. Then please, I'm talking hi to Reinhold.
Yes, what is your question?
Reinhold, yes, I have one of your CDs, Sunset, and I wanted to find out where I can go to get it autographed.
Oh, that is fantastic. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, first of all, for having my CD, and I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
So where are you calling from? You're calling from Orange County, is that correct?
Actually, from the Palisades, Pacific Palisades.
Oh, well, I live in the Palisades, so then I think
it's neighbors.
That we can make that happen.
Oh, that's so cool. Okay, in a way, we have phone number. I don't want to scream, but Reinhold,
yes,
if you wish.
Yes,
we
absolutely.
All go to the Facebook, whatever.
So
how can you connect?
After the show, then we can connect and we can definitely make that happen. So may I know where you got your CD? Where you got my CD?
You know what? It was given to me by a friend like 2 years ago. And I love it. I love it. I've just about worn that thing out. So I absolutely
thank you so
love it.
Much. Thank you so much. What's your name?
My name is Cindy.
Cindy.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, we definitely will make that happen to get it autographed. So after the show, we make sure that we can make that happen. Yes.
That's beautiful.
Sounds really good.
Yes, if you may, I don't have something to write with, but Cindy, please call maybe or write on Facebook to Reinhold that, you know, you both connect this way also. We have your phone number, then hopefully we can make this happen, and I'm so happy you called
Sounds
us.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. Thank you for having him on.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Now I feel guilty. Thanks. Because I have another caller. Do you
That's
want
okay. Thank you. You guys have a great
Thank
night.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Yes. Hi.
How you guys doing?
We are doing fine. One more chance for conversation, please.
Yes. My bad. About the first time. I thought I was calling Roscoe's.
Did you call what?
I'm sorry. I apologize. I thought I was Roscoe's Chicken Waffles last time.
Oh, no problem. But yes, we are on a live radio, then we'll continue our show. Okay? Thank you so much for calling and being persistent, and apology accepted, and please call again.
No, I called the right place now.
Okay, then?
Yes, is Alex still there, man, the comedian?
Oh, no, that's 1 hour before us. Then please, they are done at 6. That's okay. But yes, you need to call every Monday, but they are gone at 6. We have the next show going on, okay? Then thank you so much.
Awesome.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
Okay, I will tell you, then your Sunset was just beautiful. I'm holding your album in my hands, and I think I will be staying with Heather and Barbara till sunrise. Listening to your music for sure. And
are we going to the beach?
Yeah, it's a little cold, but I think that's all what we could do. Reinhold, we have only an Barbara.
When there is love, it's not cold on the beach, you know.
Make your own warm.
You are right. I forgot this feeling. But your music reminds me.
I don't think so. I don't believe you.
No, in a way, yes. I'm awakening, maybe we can say, because
maybe
of your
CD
sunset.
Will help your.
Barbara, you too, awakening?
Yes. We're getting into my personal life here. Hold on.
That accent on everything. Let's put accent on a personal life. How are you? Are you when it comes to your personal life? When do you have time for personal life?
That's a great question.
No, I don't have one.
Yeah, it's a lot of traveling, so it's a little tough for that kind of stuff. But I have wonderful friends back home and people that understand. And as I'm sure Reinhold experiences too, people get it when you're on the road, especially in music towns. And you, I'm sure, understand as well. And so they're still your good friends, and they stick by you no matter what, even when
you're
out
right.
there.
I always come back to my two dogs, and they always are happy seeing me. Yes, I score tonight. I love. Hi, Porsche, and hi, Max. One is Schnauzer, very old, blind, deaf, pain, I don't want to say what. And then when it comes to the another one, Shih Tzu, oh my gosh, love of my life. 3 years old, untrainable dog, and I love this part of her. Okay. Oh, gosh, we have one more minute and show is over.
Yes.
Barbara, you are back in May?
Yeah, I'll be back in this area to work with the Santa Barbara Zoo again in May.
Hey, I hope one of our Mondays will be the time that you will come back here?
I'm sure we could schedule that, make that happen.
I need to talk about elephants and all of these things that we didn't talk yet about. Then maybe one day we'll go everybody to Austin because nobody was there. And we want to hear all the musicians that you love to listen to.
Oh, I'd love to tour you around.
I would love that. And Reinhold, we want to go to Austin, yes?
You yes, said. Absolutely. I want to come to Austin and play for the Austin audiences. That would be fantastic.
I'm in.
You
Let's
are
go.
In?
Let's Road do trip. It.
And again, where we can find Reinhold, your music?
My music on iTunes and on CD Baby and also on my website, which is reinholdschwarzwald.com. It's very easy. reinholdschwarzwald.com.
I think when you just put, you know, Sunset and even Reinhold.
Sunset and Reinhold, it comes up, actually.
Yeah,
it
absolutely. Does. Let's yes. not scare people because really, Sunset is not our fault. We have funky names. Again, if you can spell your first name, Sunset and
yeah. Reinhold, Reinhold.
Oh, we'll be holding to Reinhold Sunset Forever's CD, which I have in my hands. It was really a big, big, big pleasure to have all of us here. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah,
thank you so much for having me.
Yes, oh my gosh, too. I really, really loved it. It was one of those cool, cool shows. I love it. And Barbara, I miss you already.
Well, I'll definitely come back.
Yes. Reinhold, you are staying. Then I don't need to miss you because I know you are here with us. Heather, you are always next to me and one phone call away from It's the Wild World out there. Then we'll be seeing you 4 weeks from now, probably.
Yes.
And we'll find out what the wild side of the wild world will be month from now. Love you, people. See you soon. Thank you.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.